Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Well, a 17-year legal battle with General Motors over what he says was job discrimination and a brutal assault by a racist coworker. It's an experience Lansing resident Elmo Hudson outlines in his new book, Boxer of the Year. He joins us now to tell us all about it. Elmo, thank you very much for taking some time to join us on WILS.
Thank you.
Now, the title is Boxer of the Year. You apparently had quite a lot of boxing experience early in life.
Yes, I sure did. Let me read you this article from the Lansing State Journal. It says, Elmo Hudson, Boxer of the Year. Elmo Hudson, three-time district Golden Gloves champion, was named winner of the Boxer of the Year trophy by Francis Shepard at the annual Golden Gloves dinner.
Wow.
Wednesday, Shepard, former boxer, now a referee, said Hudson's victory over two state champions in the district tournament earned him the trophy. Hudson lost in the state finals last weekend. But it was later discovered he was boxing with three broken ribs.
Amazing.
All in the tournament Golden Gloves were honored by the Kappa Caravan Trainers Club.
You know, Elmo, you actually sound like a boxing announcer the way you read that. So quite a lot of experience. Let's get to your experience with General Motors. When did you begin working there, and which plant did you work in?
Yes, I worked at the main plant. Yeah, right off Logan Street at the time.
Okay, about what year was that?
October 5th, 1964.
Okay, 1964. Now, you say there was job discrimination and even this brutal assault. When did the problems begin?
Well, soon after their assault.
Now,
everything began to be chaotic.
Now, you joined General Motors. Were there problems right immediately once you joined the company, or did that happen after you had been at the plant for a while?
Well, that happened after I'd been in the plant. Woof. It just happened August 1983.
Okay, wow, no kidding. So you'd been there 20 years or so.
That's right, when that happened.
Okay, so 20 years into your job experience, you said you were assaulted then.
Yes.
How did that incident occur? Can you give me kind of a simple synopsis?
Yes, I'm a Christian. And me and this other woman that said she was a Christian also, we talk about Christianity, you know, all the time on the job. And she was working in Macca's. And she was furious of us talking about Christianity. And she complained about me putting up pirates on the line, defective pirates on the line, and she had to take them all.
Okay.
She said, if you're going to keep taking these pirates off the floor on the line, she said, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. You know, and so I didn't think nothing of it, you know, and someone heard it and went and told the supervisor. But the supervisor let it go. He didn't say anything about it. And one day, she took a stool to the former's office. And when she came out, she called me a smart A. Yes, you know, and I said, and so I went back in the office. I said, you know, I appreciate you and called my name. And she started hitting me underhanded.
And
I said, get out of here, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurt my ribs, and I told her to put her hands on. When I sat there, she started swinging. And I grabbed a whole block of field punch and grabbed a hold of her and sit in a chair. And she stopped. And when I let go, she came up and hit me in the eye and put three stitches on my eyebrow. And this white employee came in and said, Elmo, get out, you know. And I was dazed, you know. I was dazed, and I shook my head a little bit, and I went out. And she hollered, "You black nigger."
Okay. Now I'm talking to Elmo Hudson. He's the author of this new book, Boxer of the Year. He is a Lansing resident, worked for General Motors. Now let's get to this lawsuit. It was a 17-year legal battle. You filed two civil rights lawsuits against General Motors. What was behind those suits?
Well, job discrimination. A job opened up. A floor inspection job opened up. A higher paying job opened up right after then. No one, the union, or no one told me anything about it. But the person that was bumped out of that particular job, the person that was in that job in the beginning, transferred out. He didn't want to be in there because he was having a problem with another employee in there.
Right.
And so when that incident happened, they had him to go back in there to bump this other guy out, and he was upset about it. Yeah, oh, it was a Caucasian man also, and he went in, he came and told me, he said, you know, they put someone on my job, they bumped me out. He said, you got more seniority than that person, that job should have been yours.
Yeah.
and I knew the reason and circumstances, and I told the supervisor, he said, well, I haven't heard anything. I go down and check. He went down to check, and he never came, got back with me. So the union representative came in the area one day, and I told him about it. He said, well, I haven't heard anything. I go check. And he went and checked. He said, well, there's another job open up on the other side.
So
go ahead and take that job.
I see. You're saying you were bypassed for the job, and you believe at that time that it was due to your race.
Yes, it sure was. Now, I'm going to read you. Here's what General Motors representative said. He said, General Motors explained that experience means ability, merit, and capacity. And where if there are more than one person capable of doing the job, the person with the most seniority gets the job. But they said I didn't have no floor inspection experience, but I had floor inspection experience.
Right,
but I didn't have as much as the other guy. But they found
a reason to explain that decision. I want to get to the legal battle itself. Did you continue working at General Motors as these lawsuits were going through?
Yes. I went back there in state after the first lawsuit was taken away from me. Well, King Rule called. Court. The judge, the union representative, no, not the union representative, the judge and General Motors attorney and the person, the general foreman that was responsible for it and took my job away, those are the only three people that was there. And my wife and I in a post-mortem jury trial. And they didn't have a jury there or nothing. And then they told me there that about 10 days before the court case, and I didn't have a chance to get a witness or anything. They had it all set up. And when I walked in there, it only was the judge there, General Motors attorney, and the general foreman, the one that was responsible. He wasn't right at that time. He was outside waiting until it was over. And when it was over, he came in and hugged General Motors attorney. And the judge, it was Judge Thomas Brown. He said, there was no discrimination. He said, when a person with prior floor inspection has superior ability, merit, and capacity than a person with no floor inspection experience, so they have, General Motors have a right to. In the contract, it says that.
Seniority. Let's fast forward to the year 2000, where you did reach a settlement with General Motors. Can you tell us the details of that settlement?
Yes. I had about five attorneys. And each of them, even the last one, which was the African-American attorney, it was an a la carte settlement. Because in court, it wasn't one in court, it was one a la carte. And the attorney said, well, after about 8 months, he called me, he said, you know, it's time to give it up. You know, it's time to give it up. It's been going on a long time. It's time to give it up. I said, God did not bring me this far for me. All the prayers that I have answered up to this far, you know, with this case, and for me to leave it now.
So what were the terms of the settlement? Can you give us a figure?
Yes. The terms of the settlement, I'll tell you what says here. I have attached the settlement documents required by GM. Please respond as soon as possible to my inquiry regarding the settlement payment so that I may determine when the settlement check will be available.
What was the amount of that check then?
Well, I wasn't really supposed to tell him by the amount.
Okay, so
that was in the settlement.
Has it allowed you to retire comfortably then?
Well, it was a substantial amount of money. It was a substantial amount, and not only that, but I got total and permanent disability. I got a Social Security, and all three of my children got a Social Security check, and I also got a worker comp settlement. I tell that because that's not in there. $60,000 for that.
I see. So in the hundreds of thousands, I'm guessing not quite a million though.
No, nothing. That's like a million.
Right. Now, tell me, though, now, as you were nearing the end of your time at General Motors, and even now in 2012, would you say that the things you experience are certainly not happening in GM plants here in Lansing right now?
The same things are happening. There's no difference. You know, discrimination will always be here. You can never do away with it. But still, you have a choice to stand up or not to stand up. Most African Americans would never stand because they know there's no win in court, you know. But I had Christ in my life. That's the only thing that kept me going. Otherwise, I would have gave up a long time ago.
What was the reaction of your fellow African American coworkers at GM as these lawsuits were ongoing?
Well, they said, "Well, you can't beat GM. You know, GM's too big. You can't get. You'll never get a job in B. If you sue GM, you'll never be able to get another job in GM. You'll get fired." Then someone said, "Well, you can't get into Gates Crib, you know. That's Lily White in there. The only one whites in there." and things of that sort for that particular job also. And so, you know, things of that sort. So, that's what they sell.
How many years total did you work at GM then?
Well, I really worked 30 years, but I was on sick. Well, I went in the military for 2 years. And I boxed on the Army boxing team, and I won a base championship, mm-hmm. and I was nominated for All-Army.
But you basically...
Prior to going to Vietnam.
You retired from GM with the full pension and so on.
Yes, full pension. Yep, I got full pension, yes.
Hmm.
Yep.
Well, interesting story. You can get all the details of the story in Elmo Hudson's new book. It's called Boxer of the Year. Elmo is himself a Lansing resident, having worked in Lansing for all these years for General Motors. Elmo, thank you so much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you.
Now, we will be right back to wrap things up, maybe share some more news. That's next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.